Today, the House of Representatives passed its version of legislation to reform America's intelligence agencies. The House bill is significantly different from the Senate intelligence reform bill, which passed earlier this week. While the Senate bill was hailed as a triumph of bipartisanship, the House bill was full of controversial provisions added by House Republican leaders. But in the end, nearly 70 Democrats crossed party lines to make the final vote 282 in favor and just 134 against. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Capitol Hill was buzzing with activity today, the last day Congress was scheduled to work before the November election. Lawmakers juggled cell phones and stacks of documents while they jogged back and forth between their offices and the House floor. Their main business was to pass the bill that tries to respond to the findings of the 9/11 Commission. Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert was happy with the vote.
I'm proud of this work product. This legislation will make this country safer. It will make our families safer. It will ensure the safety of our children and our parents.
The House bill creates a new Office of National Intelligence Director with some authority over the budgets of intelligence gathering agencies. It also creates a National Counterterrorism Center. Those two proposals are generally popular among lawmakers and 9/11 victims' families. But the House bill goes further. For example, it beefs up government power over tracking suspects inside the U.S. and tightens immigration controls. Some Democrats have called those Patriot Act provisions, referring to the controversial powers passed after September 11, 2001, that some say infringe on civil rights. Those are the kinds of things that many of the 9/11 victims' families had hoped would not end up in this bill. Mary Fetchett lost her son on September 11th.
You know, it's different if you're talking about tax cuts or something that's not a life or death situation, but when 3,000 people died and our country is more vulnerable today than it was on September 11th, you know, I think it's just shocking to have partisanship stand in the way of putting real reforms together that are going to make our country safer.
Fetchett and many of the other victims' family members supported the Senate version of the bill, which was crafted and passed by Republicans and Democrats working together. There was a mirror of that bill introduced in the House, but it failed last night on a mostly party-line vote.
I believe we should have passed that bill.
New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney worked with Connecticut Republican Chris Shays to introduce the bipartisan Senate version into the House. Shays lamented one piece of the Republican House bill in particular, the weaker budget authority of the National Intelligence Director.
I'm absolutely convinced that the National Intelligence Director needs to be someone who is in fact in charge. He needs to be in charge of the entire effort, both in terms of budget and in terms of personnel. And the House bill doesn't do that.
After the final vote, many Democrats and 9/11 victims' families were disappointed at the differences between the House and Senate bills. The process that started with a striking bipartisan report from the 9/11 Commission has become the House's latest ring for partisan boxing. Some of the 9/11 families are eager to see these reforms in place as soon as possible, but it's more likely that Congress won't be able to resolve the differences between the two versions and vote on a final bill until after the election. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.